Hello, I hope you're well. I hope you're doing very well. Today's episode is a dedicated audio-only episode. And I wanted to start off by just saying thank you so much to all the people that have given their feedback on the podcast so far. It's just been awesome. I've just gone on Apple and I've noticed there's been some reviews that I didn't know that were there. So, thank you to those people who've done that. Thank you to the people who've gone and rated the podcast. It's got a 5-star rating, which is can't get better than that. So, thank you. And I'm sorry that it's very belated for many people. I haven't thanked you because I didn't know it was there because I didn't look. And I've been very busy getting ready for something to launch, and that's what I want to talk to you about today. I'm going to be launching a course. An opportunity for people to learn Chinese medicine with me through Zoom, through the power of the internet, and to do it in a sequential way. What I'm going to offer is something that I don't think anyone else in the world offers this. It's somewhere between a super duper short course and a university course, let's say. So this is for people that are really interested in the ideas of Chinese medicine. Maybe you want to be a student of Chinese medicine. Maybe you want to become a practitioner later on. This course is not going to teach you to be a practitioner, but the principles of Chinese medicine never change. So what I'm going to teach you, it won't be updated or outdated or change. It will be the same, which is one of the things I love the most about Chinese medicine is it never changes. And that you can only just kind of know it in more layers and more detail. And sometimes having different perspectives on the same thing helps you to learn it. So this may appeal to people who are in a course or as well, and they just want to enhance their learning. But the primary people I want to make this for are you, the listeners of this podcast, the people that now I know there are some people listening to this podcast that are practitioners, so this course is not going to appeal to you. You're certainly welcome to do it if you want to, but it's not for you. You could probably teach this course yourself. And I also want to say up front, if you're a practitioner listening to this, my intention with this course isn't to take people away from their practitioners. It's to kind of enhance people's ability to access Chinese medicine. There's some things in Chinese medicine where if you don't access it quickly enough, you kind of miss the window. And colds and flus is a very good example of this. So we know that from the thinking about the Han Dynasty treatments of cold and flu, like the Shenhanlun, for instance, like a Tai Yang treatment, you've literally got 1 or 2 days to use Guizhitang, and then you're on to something else because the condition has changed. And most of the time in my practice, by the time patients come to me, it's at a Shaotaihu Tang level now. It's at a harmonizing problem, right? A Shaoyang pattern. Not always, but very commonly. So what I want to do in this in this course is allow people to go into a deep dive into the self-help aspects of Chinese medicine and to start with a foundational knowledge of the basics. So this is going to cover there's three courses that I'm going to teach, and that'll cover over a year. Each course will be 12 weeks. If you're interested in it, you can click. People love clicking. You can click and scroll. You can click the link in the description of this podcast, or you can, if you really can't find it, but if there's no link somewhere to click, then you can go to YouTube and there'll be a video there explaining the course and a link to it. It's on my website, but the website's got other things on it as well. So you need to go to this direct URL to kind of find it. So the URL is like Learn Chinese Medicine with Marie Hopkinson. So if you Google that, it may come up. You might get lucky. But anyway, you can click the link and you'll get there. So what I'm going to teach you is three classes, 12 weeks of each class. Each one you can do independently, except for the last one. You'll only be able to enroll in the last one if you've done the first one, because there has to be some kind of building. There has to be some kind of knowledge to build upon. So there's going to be three courses that you can do. The first one's called Foundational Concepts of Chinese Medicine. Second one's Chinese Diet Therapy and Using Foods as Medicine. And the third one is Prevention Medicine, Self-Treatment and Early Intervention with Chinese Medicine. So what I'm aiming to do with this sort of one-year program is give you enough knowledge to understand the basic principles of how Chinese medicine thinks about disease, health, our body, the environment, how we interact with the environment, how we get sick. And then when you know that, you can kind of know how to stay healthy or keep healthier, and also when and where, like with what kind of interventions you want to intervene when you do see signs of illness coming. There's lots of signs of disharmony, let's say, or dysfunction that can happen before you actually have an illness, like a diagnosed disease. And let's say you went to your GP, your general practitioner, your doctor, and you said, oh, I just don't feel the same as I did before. It's not really a symptom. Like, it can be a symptom of, you know, there could be lots of things wrong. But more often than not, I would say, like, medicine isn't practiced like an episode of, you know, House, where they're like, oh, you have this one weird symptom, now we're going to do all these investigative tests and find out what's wrong with you. Often, from my experience of being a patient, not being a patient, being a practitioner, I see lots of patients come to me that have had this one weird symptom or this thing that's happened, and there's not been any diagnosis made of it in Western medicine. So, and that's why they've come to Chinese medicine. And then we can see very clearly, like, oh, that's what this means. And so there is a place, I guess, within the whole system of medicine that I see as a practitioner, where Chinese medicine can very easily suit some aspects that fill some gaps that Western medicine just doesn't fill. And it's kind of a way of life. Like, when you know how it works, it's a way of life. And so that's what I want to teach you in this course, the way of life. And sounds like a cult, but it's not. You're not going to have to give a kidney or drink any Kool-Aid or anything like that. So what you'll learn in that first 12 weeks, the foundational concepts, is things like the five elements, yin and yang, a brief history of Chinese medicine, an overview of it. That's just 1 week. It's not like heaps on that. And then I'm going to talk about the systems of organs. So you would have heard about these if you're into Chinese medicine already, like the Zhangfu organs, so liver and gallbladder, heart and pericardium, spleen and stomach, all that kind of stuff. And then by this stage, we're halfway through the course, and then we're going to talk about how we get sick. So what's the cause of diseases? So we have three causes of diseases in Chinese medicine: internal causes, external causes, and miscellaneous causes. So what are they and how does that work? And then what are the preventative aspects of those things? Like, how can you prevent to get sick if you know that that's the only ways you can get sick? And then I'm going to spend a few weeks on thinking, I've called this the Shenghanlun system of thinking. So an introduction to Zhang Zhongjing's text. Now, you would have heard me talk about this on my channel quite a lot on YouTube, probably not as much on the audio podcast where you're listening here. But I do talk a lot about the difference between classical Chinese medicine and TCM. And this is the place where it becomes the biggest difference. And it's also a part of TCM. Like, the Shenghanlun is still a part of TCM. I'm going to teach you this system of thinking about how do you get sick from an invasion of cold, or how does that transform in our body? How does it change? And how do we get, like, I call it like a chink in the armor, right? So then you're kind of not at a healthy level of health. And then, so you're going to be able to recognize those patterns for yourself. Then this is all based on self-care. So it's not based on you being able to diagnose, you know, Nancy and Mary and Johnny and Billy and everyone around you, but it's about focusing on you and maybe the people closest to you, like people in your family, and being able to think like this. But the purpose of this is to teach you how to help yourself. So you know, okay, this is something I could intervene with in a foods way, or this is something I could intervene in an acupressure way, or this is something I need to address with a practitioner. And you'll understand more like the value of a practitioner, why that is, but you'll also have the empowerment to do the diet and lifestyle stuff that goes along with it. So if you are taking Chinese herbs from a practitioner, or you know, you're able to access a formula of herbs, even over-the-counter herbs, there are some things, and that's what we'll get to in the third course, how to use over-the-counter Chinese herbal medicines and things like that for yourself. You're more empowered to use them in a more strategic way, not just sort of willy-nilly, and you know, you have a better understanding of what your practitioner is even doing with you and for you. Okay, and course two, Chinese diet therapy, foods as medicine. So this is very a big interest of to people, I think. It's always something I get a lot of questions about on the channel. People are interested in helping themselves. And in one aspect of Chinese, one theory of Chinese medicine is, you know, a patient comes to you and they're sick. A good doctor tries to fix them with diet and lifestyle first. And then if that doesn't work, then you use interventions like acupuncture and herbs. It says then you use medicine. Well, most patients are not at the level of using diet and lifestyle because their illnesses are too progressed on. They've got too much taxation, too much detriment happened to their body. But when things recently happened, so think back to that symptom I said, you know, if you went to your doctor, your GP, and you said, oh, I just don't feel good. Well, what about if you just said, oh, I've got a bit of diarrhea, like I've got a bit of loose stools? That may just self-resolve. It may just be food that's caused it. But what if it doesn't? And then next thing you know, 2 years later, you've got this loose bowel still going on. What if you could intervene before then? And you could kind of make changes. So if you're a young person listening to this, this is vital. This is key because you're going to set yourself up to have this knowledge in perpetuity for the rest of your life. And it never changes. It's not like in 2 years' time we're going to go, oh, a new virus is here. So we don't think about Chinese medicine the same way. Even if a new virus comes along, even if, illnesses that we don't see often here happen, Chinese medicine never changes. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of understanding. Now, it can be hard to understand new things that, or even for established practitioners that haven't seen things for a long time. Like if I move to another place and there's a lot of seasonal problems in that place that I haven't seen, yeah, it takes you time to adjust, but it's always the same way of thinking. The way of thinking hasn't changed, right? Okay, so Chinese diet therapy, we're going to talk about the basics of digestion, what is your spleen and stomach and the cooking pot and the stove and those kinds of things, and how does that relate to seasons? And then we're going to, in the third week, we'll talk about the processes of cooking methods that can change foods, like, you know, you have steaming and sautéing and drying cooking methods, you have barbecuing and fattier cooking methods. Like, what do those things do to the foods? Because that's very important as well. Then I'm going to talk about properties of foods. So the properties of foods that might tonify, foods that have detoxification effects, foods that have warming effects, cooling effects, that kind of stuff. Then in the next few weeks, we're going to go on to talk about foods in their properties, in their categories. So things like we'll go through all the vegetables and the fruits. What's their nature? Like, are they cooling? Are they warming? What kind of organ functions do they affect? Now, if you haven't done the first one, you can still, I'll still allow you to enroll in this course. It's not like you can't enroll. But you probably will do better if you have enrolled in the first one, because when we start talking about, you know, what do foods do for your liver or your wood element, you kind of will have an understanding from the first course. So that'd be great if you do, but if you don't, it will still make some sense to you. It will still be appropriate. So we go through vegetables and fruits, meat and poultry, grains and nuts and seeds will be the 6th week. 7th week is medicinal teas and medicinal wines. So exciting, so interesting, how to make those things. And these are like somewhere between foods and medicine. So, you know, depending on how they're intended to be used and the substances that are in them. Now, the good thing with Chinese herbs is that a lot of the substances are easy to get. Like herbs, most of the time you can buy them. I mean, there's lots of herbs you can buy from most oriental grocery stores. But what you do with them is kind of like, oh, I'm not sure. why would I go down to the Chinese grocery store or Oriental grocery store and buy a whole bunch of like herbs in packets and not know what to do with them? Well, I used to do that as a student when I was studying Chinese medicine, because I was like, oh, these buying these little packets of soup herbs will kind of help me learn about it. And I was very surprised once I went to a Chinese food shop in a place near where I live. It's in our Chinatown in Perth. It's called Northbridge. And I was putting these things through the checkout, and I would go in there regularly, so these people would know me. And one of these times I was buying all these bits and pieces and all these herbal packets, and this lady at the checkout goes, oh, good for your lady time. Like, she was looking at the dungui that I'd bought. She was like, oh, good for your lady time. She meant like your menstrual cycle. And I was like, oh, okay, very good. And, you know, like, it just, it's part of culture in some ways. Not young people don't know. A lot of young people in China don't know about Chinese medicine. It was a part of their culture, I should say. And it still is a part of the culture for certain groups or sectors of society in many Asian countries, about how to just know, about knowing how to use this stuff, you know, that's diet, foods, you know. Anyway, so we're going to teach you that. And then we'll also talk about the impact of Western diet on our body from a Chinese medicine perspective. So like sugars, fast foods, coffee, that kind of stuff. Analyzing your modern diet trends from a Chinese medicine perspective. There's a week on that, talking about intermittent fasting, paleo diet, all the rest of it. Chinese medicine diet therapy for particular groups of people, like children and postpartum, seasonal eating, cycle of life eating. Like, you know, do you eat the same when you're 80 years old as when you're 5 years old? No. Well, those two ages are quite similar, but there are different cycles that we go through in life, and we should change our diet accordingly to live 100 healthy years. That's what Chinese medicine believes or promotes. And so then the third course is about preventional medicine, self-treatment, and early intervention. So I'm not going to go week by week what I'm going to do here. You can jump on the website and have a look for yourself, but I'll give you a couple of clues. I'll give you the headlines. So I'm going to talk about acupressure for pain and acupressure for common things where you can get the results using acupressure. Because there's some things with acupressure, like just because you could press the points doesn't mean it works as well as if you had an acupuncturist treating you. And you just certainly wouldn't be able to make a diagnosis. But there's some things where it works really well, like emergency situations. If someone's got like acute pain, while you're waiting for that ambulance to come, you can be using some acupressure points if you don't have to do a CPR or something. If you just, a lot of people in where I live, we have to wait a long time in the hospital, like you're waiting in the waiting room just to be seen for something emergency. Well, what about using acupressure to alleviate the pain or to stop nausea or something like that, like feeling sick? Going to talk about all that. I'm going to talk about moxibustion self-treatment, teach you how to do that. Skin health, anti-aging, self-treatment for skin problems. And then we're going to talk about cold and flu medicine for using Chinese herbs for cold and flus, basically. Like, this is drawing on the stuff that you would have done in the first course, because this number three, you have to have done number one, because it's kind of building upon it. So you basically have a self-help toolkit. And I'll download all the information that I have to you, that, like, ethically, then you're empowered to use it because you know more than just like watching one YouTube video or listening to one podcast. So I really want to help people. That's why I'm doing this. And I want to give people more than just a video. And I find myself on some episodes with the podcast or on the videos having to spend a lot of time in the prep to explain things, because I don't want things to be taken out of context, and I certainly don't want people to kind of go off half-cocked because they're like asking a question like, oh, what are three foods that can stop dampness? Well, there probably aren't. There, it's not a simple answer, and so this course is going to really empower you. That's the point. So you can enroll now in the course. It's going to start in November, and I'll tell you a little bit about how it's going to run. Because you might be thinking, well, when is it on, Marie? What if I'm busy? So it'll run twice a week, the same course. You'll have two opportunities to jump into the live stream, like a live Zoom session. So it won't be live streamed on YouTube or anything like that. It'll just be a private Zoom link where I'll be talking and teaching you. There might be some slides and PowerPoints, things like that, but you'll be able to ask questions and there'll be some interactivity. There's no exam, no quizzes. I mean, I can give you one if you want, but you don't have to do any assignments or anything like that. It's just simply enroll and show up and get the information. Now, if you can't come to the Zoom sessions, either of those sessions that week, or maybe even for a few weeks, you can also log on. I will be uploading them to a portal and you'll be able to get access to them after each class. And you'll have access to them for 12 months after you finish the course. So let's say you think, oh, I could come to the first 5 weeks, but then the next two I'm away, or I don't want to do it then, or something like that. No problem. So you can just come to the live ones whenever possible and then do the other ones through the recording. And sometimes, you get busy or something happens, or you can only come to half or something like that. You're not going to be judged if you have to jump out of the Zoom. Something happens with your kids. It's a different world at the moment. A lot of people are at home in a lockdown situation with their kids, or they're, trying to go back to work and manage everything again after being at home. There's lots of things all over the world. So these are the two sessions. So if you're in the USA, there'll be a Sunday afternoon session and a Sunday morning session. If you're in the UK, there'll be a Sunday afternoon session, so 1 to 3 p.m. in Sunday, and also that will be 6:30 to 9:30 in India, because I have a lot of people on this podcast that are in listen to it from the UK, from Canada, USA, and India, and eastern states in Australia. So if you're in Sydney or Brisbane, it'll be around 9 o'clock on Monday morning, and that may suit some people to go on the other stream, but it might be at a weird time for you because it's early in the morning. It's late at night for me, so it'd be very late at night for you, I think. So the second session may like the second session I'm going to do for the UK people, that may also suit some people in the USA. So anyway, you can jump online and see the times, and I've put all the time zones there that I can, not all the time zones of the world, but you can enter the time zone, and I just go on like Google and just go time zone converter, and you can see it in your own time zone to be absolutely sure. So each class will be a 3-hour class, and there'll be 12 weeks in each thing. So if you want to enroll in all of it, you think, yep, this is something I want to do, I want to invest in myself and sign up for the whole thing, then you'll get a discount. If you want to just try it and get into the first one, that's open for enrollments now, and you can do that. And then I'm going to open the enrollments for the other ones later on. So we'll see how things go. And if it's very popular, I might run it twice. I might run the foundational course twice. But at the moment, this is what I'm going to do. So I'm just going to dedicate sort of two sessions a week to this for people. And as we build, we may have like more interactive sessions, depending on the number of people who enroll. So what I want to do is create an environment where people can have some interactivity to ask their questions and that kind of stuff, because that's super important. And that's how you learn often, is being able to do that. So yeah, I hope that this is interesting to you. And yeah, this is the first thing I've ever done on this podcast that's, anything that's selling or asking for money, or I don't do sponsorships on here, paid ads or anything like that. Yeah, so thank you for supporting the podcast. And this is really, if you sign up, you're definitely supporting it, but I want people to do it because they want the information for themselves and they want to learn and they want to be empowered by it. So, yeah, please jump onto the website and have a look. And I hope this has been interesting to you. Coming up on the podcast, I'm going to be doing an interview with Hamish Brown, who is a good friend of mine and a colleague in Sydney. And we studied the same course. Well, he studied the course I studied before me, but then I met him because he was sort of doing it again, as a lot of people do. They just love it so much they want to do it twice. And he's got an incredible memory, like incredible. But then when getting down to talking to him, he's like, "Oh, I don't have a great memory. I just have really good study tools and I just forced myself to study." And he's memorized so many things in Chinese medicine, like a lot of Shanghan Lun and Jingwei formulas. I think he almost has memorized all of them. And we talk about his system and really just encourage you. So if you're a student, or even if, I mean, especially if you're a practitioner, then that's something to look out for. That's going to come out in a couple of days, couple of weeks. I would say next week. Just try to organize my schedule. It's think life is very busy at the moment. It's just coming into springtime and just managing life and trying to make sure that I pay attention to this as well. So I appreciate your listenership. I know that I just get busy and I don't post on this audio platform as much as I do on the other things. But you can follow me on at Chinese Medicine Podcast on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, and you can also go on YouTube to get longer videos, different videos, short videos. If you like watching, then you can go on there. But thank you so much for your attention. Really appreciate your support. And yeah, if you like the channel, if you've liked the other audio things, then it really does help if you leave a review. You can go onto Apple and leave a review, or give us a rating. That really helps us to get known. And yeah, I hope that it's useful and helpful to you. And see you again. Happy Chinese medicine hunting. Have a great week. Bye.